There's nothing like a good lube fire your first morning back from vacation. Or so I assume. This is actually a first for our station. Can't help but wonder if it'll be the last. Hank lays on the horn and slows the engine at the main intersection in Happy Cat, Georgia. We can see the Sunshine Sex Toys factory 3 blocks and 1 left ahead. But with Maud and Gerald Hutchins standing in the center of the road, him 6'2", 250, with a gray comb-over flapping above a hastily written Let It Burn sign, her 5'10", a buck 25, her hair dyed blue and coming out of its ponytail while she tries to shove him out of the way, we are not setting any rapid response records. But there's no visible smoke at the factory. Good sign. Hank gets around the Hutchinses, aided by Maud, who claws at Gerald's tickle spot to keep him from darting in front of the truck. 30 seconds later, we're careening into the parking lot of the converted tobacco warehouse behind the post office / taxidermy shop. A couple dozen employees huddle near the azaleas at the far end of the lot while alarms blare from the building. We're out of the engine and halfway to the front door, already in turnout gear, when a woman on a bike plows into our group. Hank dives, Jojo yelps, and I snag a handlebar before I realize what I'm grabbing. A dildo. The bike has dildo handlebars. The woman leaps off. She barely comes up to my breastbone, though the messy chestnut bun piled on her head gives her another 2 inches. Thanks, she calls as she darts toward the door. I hustle after her. Ma'am, you have to stay out of the building.
Are you kidding?
She shoots over her shoulder without so much as a glance my way.
If the factory burns down on my watch, I'm dead meat anyway.
Ma'am, it's okay. It's out.
A lanky guy in an ash-streaked lab coat and safety goggles rushes through the door.
I did it. The lube fire's contained.
Keep them outside.
Jesse, our chief, mutters to me while she and the rest of the crew push around us and stomp into the building. I shift to the left and extend my arms, blocking the woman and the lab rat as they start after the team. Back up, please.
But the fire's out. I need to see what kind of damage.
Back up, please. The don't mess with the big serious firefighter voice usually works like a charm, but not with this one. She's bouncing like a bird trying to get around me. She'd probably dive between my legs if I gave her half an opening. And not dive between my legs in the good way.
Everything is not under control. Everything is chaos and insanity and explosions and fires and intimidating sex toys, half of which I would have no idea how to use. Even if I were of the mind to do that product research Savannah's been encouraging since she started making fake penises for a living. And now, him. Him. Ryan O'Dell, Mr. Popular, star of the wrestling team, and voted most likely to stay hot for eternity every year of high school. Mr. Used to haunt my dreams. Mr. And he did again last night. Not only has he not moved out of town, the way I'd naively assumed after not seeing him around Happy Cat my first week on the job as Savannah's temporary replacement, he's become a big, bossy firefighter with broad shoulders and a chiseled jaw and piercing blue eyes that have somehow gotten even bluer and more knee-weakeningly intense in the 9 years since he broke my stupid teenage heart. And the most pathetic part is that he clearly had no idea who I was, at least at first. I'm as invisible to him as I was in high school. But at least now I know better than to think it means something when he looks at me that way, like he'd enjoy ripping my t-shirt off with his obnoxiously shiny and perfectly shaped white teeth. Even if I have been accidentally thinking about him every minute since he showed up at Sunshine Toys yesterday. Ryan's sex eyes and the dreamy way he used to say my name. Like he was Mozart and my name was his most triumphant creation, are nothing but his default attract mode. Like a video game screensaver set to play a tempting part of the game, designed to lure people in to spend their hard-earned money, Ryan is always on. He's a gorgeous man who enjoys attention and has adapted his code to draw in as much of it as possible. If only I'd realized that sooner. But at 16, I was so ridiculously innocent.